This is Jeff.
This is Brett.
And we're just talking about Star Wars all the time on the Skywalk.
Yeah, what's up, Moof Milkers? Welcome to episode 118 of the Skywalk. In this episode, we talk the Mando season 2 so far. Talking about the first three episodes of the Mandalorian season 2. And Jeff, a little bit of non-Mando Star Wars television news. But before we do, social medias. This is where the good Moof Milkers can find us on social media on Apple Podcasts. Search for the Skywalk, Sky is in Sky, and Walk is in the thing you cook in, spelled W-O-K. Subscribe there and leave us a review. Spotify, same deal, The Skywalk, three words. Disgracebook, Facebook.com/TheSkywalk. Twitter, @TheSkywalk. Instagram, The Skywalk. And tell us about Podomatic, Jeffrey.
Well, listeners, we're bringing it right back to you. Smooth style. Because it's Star Wars over coffee. Podomatic.
And all the other social media platforms, Stitcher, Podbean, Amazon, Google, Radio Something or Other, Babu Frick Talk.
Bit rave.
Jeff, I'm so glad we got through all that without any mistakes because...
Similac Radio?
Jeff, this episode is different. We're going to try something new for the sake of our families. So that we can get back to our families at a reasonable hour. We are going to do this episode uncut. We're just going to keep going. This is for all intents and purposes... a live episode, Jeff. So we're just going to roll through it.
Well, Brett, as I always say, there's no time like the right time. And right now is the night.
I wish you would have sang that a little bit. Jeff, first of all, before we get into the episode today, I want to give a shout out to the Unrefined Popcast. I appeared on their most recent episode. So if you were missing the Skywalk.
You guest hopping. Look at you.
Pointed to that one. Well, you know, Jeff, you know, you got a baby to take care of. In the meantime, I'm just laying on the couch. Gerard called me up, said, hey, you want to come on? So that was really great. I encourage you to check that out.
Dabbed on live radio.
Yeah, you did. You did. I wish people could see that, Jeff. So check out the Unrefined Popcast. Those guys are great. Gerard, Daniel, and Brian. They also run the Alliance of Star Wars Fanatics on Facebook, which is the best.
Oh, the Alliance.
The best Star Wars Facebook group because they allow zero negativity, Jeff. There's no trolling on that site. They'll just bounce you immediately.
Oh, really?
Yeah, totally. I had so much fun with those guys. And Jeff, since I spoke so much at length on that show about my thoughts on the Mando, I'm going to let you do all the talking
today. You've already done it.
I put it out there. So if you want to hear what I think, now I'll share what I think here too. But not as much.
Give the listeners what they want now.
Jeff, speaking of our listeners, the Moof Milkers, we got something from the fail bag. I'm going to tell you what we got from Logan. Logan on Facebook, who's fantastic. Thank you so much, Logan, because Logan gives us so much support. We don't always remember.
Logan, I appreciate you. I know who you are, bro.
Regarding our Mandalorian season 2 pregame show, here's what Logan had to say. He said, I stopped watching the TV spots and the newest trailer that came out as well. Because, Jeff, that's what we recommended, right?
Yeah.
He said, there's only so much you can show in a trailer. I don't know why I'm laughing. I'm just so happy to see Jeff. Sorry. he said, there's only so much you can show in a trailer for something that's only going to be 8 episodes that are 30 minutes. Let's not get into the length again. But we will. He says, I also want to be surprised when I see it for the first time, and I'd rather that be with context. Exactly, Logan. Logan gets it.
That's what it means. Like, if you want to watch a story unfold, you don't skip to chapter 10, read 2 paragraphs, and then start back from the beginning.
Right.
Like, no.
And Jeff, I'm guessing that 3 episodes in, Logan is very happy with that decision. Because I am very happy with that decision. I'm really glad I didn't watch anything after the first trailer. And, you know, in hindsight, Jeff, like, wouldn't we all be happier if we didn't even see the first trailer?
Dude, I almost feel like because we're so immersed in Mandalorian, we actually didn't need the trailer.
No. I mean, again.
But I did like it. It did get me excited. Don't get me wrong.
Yep.
But it was not necessary. And to me, that's how, so here's the thing. That's how a trailer should feel.
Right.
It's the reverse JJ.
Totally. And the good news is, Jeff, 3 episodes in, we've seen almost everything from the trailer, which means in the next five.
There's nothing but new content.
New content.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
And they've already, I mean, now the good thing about the trailer is they did hoodwink us a couple of times.
Totally. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Cause you know, well, I don't want to do spoilers just yet,
but we will.
Okay.
Yeah. So go ahead, Jeff. Look,
are you sure? Okay. So in the
spoiler
in the promo,
filled episode, everybody, spoiler
in the
filled.
Promo, you think that one girl might be Ahsoka, and then they figured out, no, that's not it. And then they said, well, maybe she's Sabine Wren.
Right.
And then they're like, nope, that's not it either.
Right. And let me just say, I'm happy she's not Sabine. But,
oh,
but
dude, I was so happy she was not Sabine.
Yeah. But we'll get into that. So thank you.
Oops. But she totally played her character. Loved it. Yep. Loved it.
Oh, she was great. She was great. Thank you, Logan, for sending that in. And we love,
appreciate the
we
love,
love when the Move Milkers, you know, tell us what you think of this show so far, because you throw logs on the fire that heats up the wok.
Hey, now. All
right, Jeff, we got one news nugget. Okay. Via Dark Horizons, is there a new series in an alternate timeline? Jeff, this is, if this is to be, I mean, this is to be believed because it's coming right from the source. And if it's true, it's going to be very controversial if it means what we think it means.
Yeah, it is.
Via Definitely Dark Horizons. Totally. In the fall, Russian Doll co-creator and Bachelorette filmmaker Leslie Headland was reported as being set to write and serve as showrunner on a female-centric Star Wars series for the Disney Plus service. Now, look, so far, that shouldn't be controversial to you. If it is, got a problem.
I'm not talking about that.
Not that. No. I know.
Keep
not
going.
You. I mean, you know, anybody who's like pretending to be right now.
Yeah.
A reported Deadline suggests that the series is believed to be, quote, a female-driven action thriller with martial arts elements and set in an alternate timeline from the usual Star Wars universe.
Okay, see, that's where I'm worried.
I get a little nervous.
So here's the thing. Here's the good thing about that. If it's alternate timeline, you don't have to worry about it.
True.
Dude, so like, you remember, I feel like there was some type of... Well, I guess maybe Marvel does this, right? So Marvel does
what if
alternate like what if scenarios in the comics.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, well, if you didn't like it, don't buy it. Like, you know,
right.
And like, you don't have to, not even don't buy it, but like, you don't even have to acknowledge.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So it's like.
Like, they're not even saying it's canon, really.
It's a perfect sandbox.
Right.
Perfect sandbox. Because it's like, oh, well, this is kind of what could have happened in another space.
Yep. And I've said before, I'd be thrilled if they did that with Dark Empire. If they just said, like,
true.
Alternate timeline.
Now you're talking.
Dark Empire is what really happened. I would take that over The Rise of Skywalker
now,
any day.
Here's the thing. I will say this. Uh-huh. As much as you think, well, because have you read Dark Empire all the way?
I got one issue to go. Oh. I've read five. We haven't recorded our special episode yet.
Okay. All right. Well, then I won't say it.
Okay. Let's avert that timeline right now.
If I say what I'm
going
to say, it'll ruin your whole experience.
No. Okay. But hold on. Now, there's one more thing here to this article.
All right.
Headland later said to Fantastic Frankie, Jeff, these sources are getting more insane, that the series is, quote, in a pocket of the universe and a pocket of the timeline that we don't know much about. So, okay,
so here's my problem with that. You can't have a pocket of the timeline and also be in an alternate timeline.
Right.
Like it's you got to pick one.
One of these is a misnomer, I think.
Yeah.
So is it? It's either or. We don't know yet which.
I'm thinking it's a pocket and not alternate.
I hope so too, right? Because a pocket could be pre-Phantom Menace.
Yeah, like who cares when it is? If it's not documented, you've got all the space in the world to do what you want. Okay. I mean, nobody. You know, here's the thing. I will go down to this. I will go down to the grave saying that, what was the movie about Endor? Battle for Endor.
Oh yeah.
That is one of the best movies I've ever seen.
That didn't even come to mind, Jeff, because I wasn't even thinking.
Exactly. It's so out there.
Right.
But here's my point. The reason I liked it, because it was in a pocket of the universe, Star Wars universe, that nobody cares about,
right.
But it was funny and it was great.
Jeff, I kind of feel that way about The Mandalorian. They do some crazy stuff. And if it doesn't work for you, it's like, who cares?
Okay, you know? Go watch something else.
Right, yeah. I mean, they can do what they want. So we'll find out. I mean, I hope it's a pocket of the universe, part of the timeline that there is no other movie or TV show about.
Yeah,
that would be better than
no overlap.
Right. Better than a Kelvin timeline. Mm-hmm. Hashtag JJ. Jeff, Let's get into it, baby. We're going to talk about the Mando season 2.
Are we in it? Mando!
Now, as we know, they do the chapters. The chapters are building up. So this is chapter 9, which is the first episode of season 2.
Yes, it is.
This episode is called The Marshal. Jeff? Which,
again, it comes back to the point, Brad. The whole thing was meant to be watched.
Yes, right.
You know what I mean? Like, I still, just the way they're putting it, stitching it together, I still feel like almost every episode, I need to go back and watch the entire Mando catalog in order to get to this episode. And I love that.
And Jeff, I think that's something to bear in mind as we go through the season, right? So some people have said, well, you know, they introduced this thing and then they quickly move away from it. But it's like they know now. We've talked in a previous episode, Giancarlo Esposito, Moff Baller, like season
Moff
3
Baller, baby.
And season 4. So
Grand
when you know you're doing at least 4 seasons, you can sprinkle a little thread in here and there and not even touch it for like another 10 episodes.
Dude, I'm already on the campaign wagon. I want them to do 10. Like this
ten
is a 10 season kind of thing.
Oh my gosh, Jeff.
Oh yeah. Wow. I'm asking for 10, man.
So you're looking for Frasier?
Oh, yes.
All right.
I'm looking for Frasier's dog, bro.
Yeah. Eddie? Okay. Poor Eddie. And Martin Crane, both gone.
Yeah. Oh.
Man, what a bummer.
Wait, are you telling me the dog died?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that dog is long gone. Now, I think I would have guessed that even if I didn't know, because the show probably ended around like 2000. It's confirmed.
Yeah, that would make the dog, what, 50 years old?
Eddie's dead. Yeah, and not in dog years.
You're right.
All right, Jeff, chapter 9, The Marshal. All I want to know right now, Jeff, what did you think of this episode?
Awesome.
Right?
Awesome, dude. It was
so
awesome.
Good.
So here's the thing. Like, they threw me for a loop. The first thing was I was surprised that The Marshal was not Boba Fett.
Okay.
Then I already, as soon as they did that, I knew that they were going to show Boba Fett at the end. So that was almost guaranteed. As soon as I heard that, I was like, yep, he's going to be at the end and we will see him.
Yep.
But the biggest thing, dude, that the crate dragon.
Right.
Wow. Like, here's my thing. That's what was missing from, I hate doing this. I shouldn't do this.
Is it a Jeopardy
thing?
That's
what was missing from the last guy from Rise of Skywalker, man.
I mean, come on.
Like you had a chance. Like, you know, that little,
you don't compare a 10-foot sand snake to a crate dragon.
Come on.
No, Jeff, in this episode, even, I guess because of things like the Rise of Skywalker, when the crate dragon first rolls through and you don't see it,
and
they say it's a crate dragon though. Well, I was just thinking, if it is a crate dragon, I'm going to be disappointed in how it looks, no matter what.
And then I wasn't.
And then it was amazing. Then it was amazing.
It was huge.
Like, I don't know how the effects are so good. And we talked in a previous episode, Dave Filoni's comments where he's like, well, you know, we're trying to make it look bigger and better, but we're on a TV budget. Like,
he was poker face.
Did he undersell what was happening here, Jeff?
he totally undersold episode 1.
Oh my gosh.
Like, really?
It was incredible. It was incredible. It was like it's literally half a movie. It was like, and you know, Jeff, I want to, you know, we got to admit when we make a mistake.
That's the
Jeff.
Only thing that makes me feel better about episode 3 only being half an hour.
Okay.
Episode 1 was like an hour and a half. I'm so, like, man, this is great.
So Jeff, here's a lesson learned, okay, for me. Now, I started off this whole conversation last time about this possibility of really short episodes. And we're talking about like 23-minute episodes, right? and then like it didn't even happen. Not only was the first episode not short, it was the longest one ever, I believe. It was like 52 minutes long. The second episode was fairly long. I think it was about 42 minutes.
40, yeah.
And even this one, the shortest one yet, was still over a half hour.
No, at least 32 minutes.
Yeah, it was about, 32. So really nothing to complain about here. I mean, in the end, this season might be longer
However,
than the first season.
30 minutes is my cutoff.
So you're still going to boycott anything shorter than 30?
Absolutely. I'm just going to go back and watch the first 3. And here's the thing. I will say this.
Yeah.
Now that I've seen episode 3, 1 through 3 is like one volume almost.
Yeah.
Like I feel like they all three go together.
Yeah,
it's because it's all about the journey,
right?
You know, whereas I feel like episode four, and I mean, I'm actually glad they don't do previews, but I think episode four is going to be amazing.
Oh man. Well, okay. So here's my thought on this, Jeff. I have two thoughts. Right. One okay. is you, I've been thinking the same way. Like I've been wondering, okay, it feels like they're structuring this season differently.
Yep.
First season, or maybe similar in a way, because the first season, the first three episodes went together with a bow, yeah. right? Then like you had
just
couple,
wrap it up.
Then you had three one-offs in a row, mm-hmm. right? That were kind of disconnected from each other, right. even though they had plot points that we're now seeing how important they actually were.
Exactly.
And then seven and eight, the last two episodes went together. I'm wondering if now it's going to be the last three or four that fit together more. Kind of like we talked about the last four episodes of the last season of Clone Wars. Mm-hmm. You know, that was like one big movie, right?
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if they're going to change up that structure and have it be, you know, the last arc will be three or four episodes instead of two.
Is that what you call it, though? Like, is it an arc or is it a section? Like,
yeah.
it's because basically they really feel like they were purposely put together as separate. Just separate videos. You know yeah. what I mean? So it's like, I really feel like episode one through three was meant to be watched. It's possible that they planned it as one segment.
Yeah,
and
it could
they
be.
Said, okay, now let's divide the entire season into like three segments.
Yeah, I think like episode one really kind of stands alone in its own. And then like, I feel mm-hmm. like two and three sort of go together. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing that now my other thought, Jeff, is that I wouldn't be surprised, and I'm keeping my expectations in check for the next episode, because it feels like, you know, jumping all the yeah. way ahead, now, it feels like we're getting Ahsoka.
You're right. We could yeah. be hoodwinked.
I feel like, Jeff, you ever watched The Amazing Race? Yeah. I feel like Mando's about to get roadblocked again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
mm-hmm.
like, we're on our way to see Ahsoka. Oops.
But.
Slips out a banana peel and.
And you slip into a prison episode. Oh, exactly. Snap.
Exactly. All right.
So are we, okay. Do we want to have thoughts? Are we giving our thoughts now on the episode?
Give me all your thoughts on the first one, on the first
okay,
one.
Okay. So just on the Marshal alone, the armor, dude, I have a whole new appreciation for Boba Fett and his armor. Cause I don't think they actually showed Boba Fett using the missile.
No.
In the previous movies.
Only in the commercials for the toy, Jeff. To click.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
So I love that. Dude, yeah. I love that. And like he's got the multi-purpose tools, the fact that the Marshal uses it against the mining guild.
Yeah.
Like it, you know, just everything about that. And then they bring back the old characters. So like the mechanic, he's like, okay, I can trust you, you know. So I'll let the child stay with you while I go take care of this.
Right.
And then the Krayt Dragon, the way they revealed it. It was amazing. Yep. Like that, I really believe that's probably some of the best machinery they have for filming. What do you call it? The wall?
Yeah, the volume.
Whatever that is.
The volume, like, yeah.
Dude, I think they should give tours of that place.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
The to me, the most awesome moment was when he goes, when he gets swallowed up.
Oh yeah.
And then he comes out of it.
Yeah.
Jetpack flying. Like that was just, oh.
Well, Jeff, it's funny because I think it went from.
You know what that moment reminded me of?
What's
when
that?
Lando's coming out of the Death Star.
Yes. So you're not sick of those moments anymore, are you, Jeff?
I still love it. I still do. When they do it right.
Yep.
When they do it right.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Oh, Jeff, looking back on this, it's like Favreau and Filoni totally knew what they were sitting on here, right? Yeah. Like I feel like they were just like, you know, playing it all cool. Like, oh yeah, you'll see. You'll see.
Whereas, but it's again good direction, because in episode three, they could have done a moment like that, but they said, you know what? We're not going to beat a dead horse.
Right.
We're just going to show this a different way.
The Mama Core you're referring to in the show.
What I'm talking about.
Exactly. Oh man, that was right, and that's cool in a totally different way.
Totally
right?
different way.
Totally
now,
subtle.
I do
and
think
underplayed.
Episode two was a little bit filler.
Oh snap! Jeff,
I will
hate,
put that out.
People
there.
Hate that word. Okay, no, hold on. Let me share some things on episode one.
I just feel like it was a little monster of the week,
Jeff.
Kind of, you know.
This is what my daughter said about this first episode.
Okay.
That was too good to be true. Like that's literally how she said it.
It was too good. It's like, even though as good as Mandalorian has been,
yep.
that episode was better.
Oh yeah. No, I know. I think it's, for me, it was the best one yet. And I loved that you had a flashback. By the way, when the Steve previews. Was on the podcast filling in for you,
yeah,
he said that the quote unquote nerds, you know, pretending not to be one himself, were throwing out all these crazy theories, literally one of which, Jeff, was Cobb Vanth being the one with Boba Fett's armor.
Oh, come on.
Cobb Vanth from the Aftermath. He said it on the show, Jeff. And I felt like he was half joking, but half serious. And
he was. He wasn't.
100% right.
Yeah.
So that was awesome. My one nitpick, Jeff, and this was resolved a little bit in the other two episodes, but like, why do so many people in the Star Wars universe, primarily alien creatures, sound like they're from Jersey? Right? So like that first guy Mando meets in the season, that one-eyed dude played by John Leguizamo sounds like he's from Jersey, right? So you're like, you've seen these really exotic looking creatures, and then they're like, hey, you want a hot tip about what some up, Mandos? Hey, won't you have a seat, bub? You know, like, why? You're losing some Star Wars there. And
clearly they don't have access to as many people as they thought.
Well, but and it's like, I do think part of it is because they want kids to be able.
Is Favreau from Jersey?
Favreau? I don't know. He looks like he's from Jersey.
That's what I'm saying.
No offense, you know, that's fine.
I don't know.
That's fine, you know, if you like that sort of thing. it depends on how you feel about factories, Jeff. But I think it loses something special.
Some of the
special.
Best people I know work at a factory.
Heck yeah, dude. I love factories. They're my favorite types of building. Jeff, they're losing a little something, right? Like, I love to see creatures with subtitles in Star Wars that you can't understand. Now, I think part of it might be because they do want to draw in more kids. Like, that might be the reason why, like, so many alien creatures speak basic. But I would like to see less of that.
Number two really showed that... It you know, the whole thing with the vocabulator, which again was cool, I gotta say, I was hoping now just because of what they showed in the past.
Yep.
I don't understand why he didn't fix the droid and reprogram it.
I think he was afraid to. Like, dude, I swear, Mando.
He's still got a thing for droids.
Yeah,
right?
He's like almost superstitious. Like, he thinks the thing is cursed.
Yeah.
It's like a Chucky doll for him, you know? It's like, I don't even know why it's on the Razor
Crest
anymore.
But then why'd he keep it then?
I know.
Why'd he keep it?
Just toss it out into the vacuum of space.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Good question, Jeff. Yeah. Jeff, the only bad thing about this episode was Disney Plus's inability to play it.
Oh.
Come on, guys. Get it together. Yeah, it wasn't working right at the beginning for a lot of people. But, you know,
really?
it's like they've only had a year to prepare for this.
Yeah, only a year.
Only a year that it's been live, Jeff. Who knows when
this
started.
Brett, that is why I waited a couple of days. You learn to do these things.
Jeff, I'm drinking water. We are really plowing through here, and I'm having a hard time keeping up. All right, let's go on. Chapter 10, The Passenger. Jeff, what did you think of this episode?
Episode what?
10, the Passenger.
Oh.
Chapter,
okay.
Episode
so
2 of this season,
I liked
Jeff.
It. I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it because of the references.
Okay.
I'm not sure I liked it because of the acting.
Okay. Yeah. Can we just cut to the chase here, Jeff? Are you talking about Peggy? I don't know what her name is.
No, Sedaris. I was cool. I was cool with Peggy. Like, you know what I mean? And like, there was a whole lot of comic relief.
Yep.
You know, with the whole eggs thing. And I mean, she started out with 80 and only ended up with 15. But, you know, it was just, you know what it is I feel like the child is taking a backseat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, the child was precious cargo. The whole season was about the child.
Yeah.
In the first season. And now it's like, it's just a little kid who's in the way.
Right.
Almost kind of thing. So it's like, I wish they would get more at, you know, the fact that he can use the Force, that he's from an ancient species.
Yep.
That, you know, he's 50 years old. Like, you know what I mean?
51 now?
51? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
starting to get mail from the AARP.
I thought there would be a little bit more development.
I think that, you know, and I'm guessing, because you're right. You're totally right. But, you know,
like,
in their defense,
I don't want
Jeff,
them to look at the child as a prop.
Children are supposed to sit in the back seat. So, you know, maybe that's what they're going for. But no, I think, like, I think, again, because they know they're doing at least, you know, two more seasons after this, they're right. really like, all right, let's take our time. Let's put the foot on the brake. Right. Yeah. Jeff,
the episode overall, I liked it. There was, you know, it was scary. It was, you know, dramatic.
Yep.
And you know, the backstory was good. I liked, you know, the backstory for, is it Peggy?
No, that's just
why are you calling it?
She looks like a Peggy, doesn't she?
You're funny. Okay.
You know, Amanda's like,
frog people.
I'm going to drop you off with Peggy for a couple of days, kid.
Well, like when she explains her backstory, though, you do become invested.
Yeah, no, I'm starting to like her. You know, here's what's funny about it, Jeff, right? Like they go back to the cantina. The first season when they went to the cantina, it, like everybody said it, it felt like fan service. It felt like just a way to rekindle the nostalgia for Tatooine.
Yeah, but now you realize the cantina is like the only place where you can get information.
It's like the Cheers bar, man.
Yeah. Where
everybody knows your name.
You gotta go there.
Sometimes you wanna go.
Although, dude, the Killick was cracking me up.
The what?
The Killick.
What's a Killick? Jeff, you're Jefford and me now.
Oh, see, it's the ant people, dude.
Oh, okay. Dr. Mandible.
Yeah.
Oh, so that guy's amazing.
That was complete fan service.
Yeah.
So that came straight from Expanded Universe.
Oh, okay. And I'm saying this is all a good thing. So like this time when we get back there, first of all, Jeff, the night shot of Tatooine was so incredibly good.
Nice.
There was something about it. And there's something.
Dude, the artwork at the end of these episodes.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, I know. You stay.
Like, I can't wait for my book to show up.
You never turn it off until you see every one of those pictures.
Yeah.
But there was something missing for me about the way every single Star Wars thing from the Disney acquisition until now. Mm. Jeff, there's a lot of crowd shots in Star Wars, and they're very important, right? So go back to the original trilogy. The second you hit Mos Eisley, there's all sorts of creatures in the background. Yep. Yeah. But it always felt natural. Like it felt like a real city, you know? I feel like in Rogue One, for example, there's something too uniform about all the characters there. Like everything is too deliberate and it doesn't feel as natural and organic as a real place. But that shot of Tatooine at night, for some reason, felt so real.
Yeah.
It just felt like this is a real place in the real world, man. And we know it is, just a long time ago, Jeff. But it
also helps us in Ultra HD.
Oh man, it's just beautiful. It's stunning. And by the way, I wanted to say the volume, you know, the thing they're filming in, it went from when we heard that they were using this for movies, right? Like Thor, Love and Thunder supposedly using it. I thought, is it good enough for movies? Now, it totally
flipped. Is the content good enough for the volume,
right? Because now I'm like, the volume is better than any movie I've seen. Like the effects in the first episode were better than anything I've ever seen. It's just incredible. But it's like
we're watching Matrix for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
In bullet time capturing, I'm like, wow,
this is just
amazing.
Yeah, because like everything now looks so well integrated and you can't tell where, you know, the real set ends and the volume begins.
Exactly.
So good. What I was going to say about the cantina, now I want to be back there. Like this episode actually made me feel like if they just based the whole show out of the cantina, I'd be so fine with that. And I think part of it is because we lost two core characters from the first season, right? Queel and IG-11 died. And Cara Dune and Greef Karga haven't shown up yet in this season. So when it's just Mando and the child, there's a little something missing, you know? Like, we don't have that whole family.
That's part of it, too. We're missing the crew. Yep. I see where you're going with this.
So when they went back there, I was thrilled. I was like, yes, this is where we got to be. Like, I feel like I'm home.
I'm still waiting for them to go back to Navarro.
Oh, yeah. And I think they will. Because that was one of the only shots that's in the trailer that we haven't seen yet, right?
Yeah.
So does it happen next time? When does it happen? Who knows?
I don't know.
Jeff, what did you think of the chase? The two X-Wings pulling Mando over.
Hey now.
For a moving violation.
That segment is what I would like to call flying while Mando.
Yeah. Dude, that
FWM
was one of the best action sequences I've ever seen in my life. Anything.
And the fact that Dave Filoni is one of the pilots.
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
Oh man.
That was good, man. So and I loved that threw me for a loop too. I loved how they come back to him at the end.
Oh like, yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, okay, like we have an understanding. We're going to let you go, but.
Now, Jeff, I know you used the F word on this episode. Filler.
Filoni.
I don't think it's filler. And I'll give you a reason why, right?
Okay.
Right. You've heard me complain about the episode of season one, The Prisoner.
Yes.
Which I still hate.
And I still love.
I, at the time, felt like maybe it's the F word, filler, right? But the whole reason they're pulling him over now is because of what he did in that episode, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, if you feel
they're keeping a connection. And so this is what I would say to that is that the good thing about a TV show that's harder to do with a movie is that you can decide to make things important.
Right.
Right. You still have the opportunity to turn something that was mundane from a previous episode into an Easter egg that is critical.
So Jeff, are you saying that Dave Filoni might've been listening to our show?
And And he was like, he heard it.
Oh yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. You think that's filler? Yeah. I'll show you filler.
And then he put filler. It in. No, but I won't say that, but I guarantee that he absolutely heard some criticism about that episode.
Sure.
And was like, yeah, okay, well, you know, I'll throw you a bone. Don't worry.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
Everything's connected.
Yeah. And even if he didn't think of it until like they could have been on set for this episode.
I mean.
And like, then they're like, hey, let's throw that in. Like, fine, that's great. Bring it all together, man. It's awesome.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, what if they're talking during the monologue or you know, while they're doing the story storyboarding, and he says, you know what? There's gonna be two X-Wings that pull over the Mando. And then they say, well, why don't we just make it the two X-Wings from before?
Right.
And such and such. And it's oh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Well, and that's the thing that I think him and, Filoni and Favreau are doing with the entire Star Wars universe.
That's
whether
the thing.
Currently canon or expanded universe. They're like, well, if you need a creepy crawler on this snow
do
planet.
This one. Yeah.
Yeah. McCory got this painting over here we never used.
Let's check this out.
Oh.
I just think, dude, that the Marvel acquisition by Disney, dude, like Marvel got it right. Mm-hmm. And it's the way that Marvel's getting it right is the reason DC's getting it so wrong.
Yeah. The interconnectedness, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, or the only thing DC is getting right now is by intentionally making things one-off. Right. So like they failed at the interconnected thing. So they're like,
fine, let's just do the one-off and let it go.
Let's make an Oscar contender one-off movie. So interesting approach.
Which was great.
Different approach.
Was good.
Yeah.
A different approach.
Jeff, here's what I liked about this episode. Mm-hmm. It wasn't always great. There were some things that were kind of...
Great moments, though.
Kind of groan-worthy.
Okay.
But I feel like when that happened, it was always weird, which to me, in Star Wars, makes up for
it. It's a good thing.
Like, if you can't be good, be weird, right?
Be weird.
Like Frog Lady, who I still can't figure out if I like her or not. She kind of creeps me out. And she's got like the worst acid reflux in the history of mankind. That voice is awful. But you know, for example, she decides to take an ill-advised bath in an outdoor scorpion bowl. Like, why? But it's so weird that it's hilarious. So I just love it for that. Because I mean, dude, think back. Like, if you're going back to watch this again.
Not only that, but like, you know, this is the, I remember I told you one day that Star Wars would be R-rated.
Oh, you
I had
did.
No idea that it would be alien centric.
Oh no, Jeff, I didn't even go there, Jeff. I didn't even go there. Let's just say I'm glad she snatched her clothes back up very quickly.
Why did she feel the need to snatch her clothes?
Dude, that was so weird.
I was like, what?
I can only imagine it was like to keep her eggs warm, I guess.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. That was weird, but like, I don't know.
And she's like, well, what are you doing here?
I know, right?
I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I love that too, right? Yeah, like Mando's like, lady, this is weird. And she's like, psh, what's weird? You're weird. I'm just taking a warm bath.
I'm taking a warm bath. I found some warm water. What's up, you?
Somehow I knew there would be a hot spring on this snow planet. That was amazing. All right, Jeff, very little time now. Not little time. We have just enough time.
But it did feel, I got to tell you though, did that not feel like an Indiana Jones moment?
Oh, the spiders?
They're running away, yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally. Well, it felt a lot like Aliens. You know, a lot of people have been saying that.
Well, that too. But like, you know, when the stone's rolling behind him?
Yep. Oh, like, totally.
Get me out of here.
Yeah. Except that Indiana Jones didn't have a little frog lady hopping next to him.
Ooh.
Big difference there. That was, I don't know.
And the spider didn't take out the ship.
Jury is still out on Frog Lady, Jeff. Mm. Speaking of Frog Lady, I am glad she was reunited with her frog husband. Are they married?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Partner.
Her frog partner. What are we going to call him, Jeff? Larry?
Basically. Yeah. So he was, you know, I got to say, he was extraordinarily bland. You know what I mean?
Dude, you know, he's got a good job.
Like,
he must have a good job.
He got a good job. He's got benefits. He clearly had the dad bod. Like, I was like, huh,
oh, man, okay. You're right. You're right. Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, they can't all be winners.
That was kind of funny, man.
Yeah. That was such a nice moment. It's only a matter of time until someone sets that to the Titanic theme. When the two of them, I think
when they reunited.
Yeah, exactly.
Reunited and it feels so good.
Calamari. Jeff, chapter 11, The Heiress. What did you think of this episode, Jeff?
Awesome. So here's the thing. It was too short, bro. It was too short. I that's how much I loved it.
I'm glad it met your minimum.
They pulled in so many references from so many shows.
Oh, man. Didn't they?
It was just great. And like, Katie Sackhoff, man.
Yes.
That's
right, Jeff. You got that right.
I did. Okay.
And who's she playing, Jeff?
I don't wanna Bo-Katan, baby.
Yes. Oh, Jeff, the real Jeopardy, man.
Huh?
We didn't talk about Alex Trebek.
Oh yeah.
That is a very big loss. And the only reason we're able to play Jeopardy.
Dude, I grew up with him, man. Like I didn't realize. I thought he was younger. I don't know why I thought he was. I didn't know he was in his 80s.
Yeah. No, I never would have known.
Like,
that.
Still kicking and doing the show? Like,
dude,
wow.
If you told me the dude was 52, I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense.
I'd be like, yep, okay. Yep.
He's the same age as a child.
Yeah. He was an amazing trailblazer of making it cool to be smart.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll try to carry on his legacy with Jeopardy.
And, you know, like, Jeopardy is the reason I wanted to play Trivia Pursuit.
Really?
Yeah. It's the only reason, bro.
Oh, dude, I can never remember life without it.
Yeah.
You know? Jeff, so we were saying,
so
Katie Sackhoff, Bo-Katan.
Yeah. So, she is amazing. Like, she took on the role. It's like she was made for this role.
Oh, I know.
And the backstory between her and Moff Gideon,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
am I saying this? Yeah, that's correct.
Dude, you're getting everything
Grandma
right.
Baller.
I don't know. Is
yeah.
You know, Jeff, I don't think we heard, I don't think we were recording yet when you told me what you drank before the show. So maybe
I need to drink some more.
Yeah. Jeff, tell the Moofilkers what you had before the show, because maybe this is the secret to you doing good at Jeopardy.
I got to tell you, Brett, I've heard from a coworker. Shout out to Lindsay.
What up, L-Dub?
She told me about this great new cocktail called The Child.
Do you know where that came from?
Dude, I thought it was like a mom at home. Like
It came from Jennifer Aniston, apparently.
No. She retweeted it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was about to give attribution to Jennifer Aniston.
No, it was like, some mom like did it at home.
Yeah.
And then she posted it on Twitter. Well, you know, one of those social medias.
Yeah.
And
that you know. Yeah.
And then Jennifer Aniston saw it and it's like said, this is amazing. And here's the thing. It's great. So
the taste is actually like aside from the aesthetics.
Good. Yeah. It tastes really good.
Okay.
So it's got vodka, kiwi, and blueberries.
Really?
Dude, it's nice.
Blueberries for the eyes?
Yeah. So the blueberries are the eyes, the limes are the ears.
Yep.
And then the kiwi, it's like kiwi schnapps or something like that, plus vodka.
That sounds so good.
And it's good. Okay. It's good, bro.
All right. So this is why you're getting all the names right. You were saying Bo-Katan and Moff Gideon. There we go.
Right. So they have serious backstory because of the Darksaber.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, I love the fact that she has a clan.
Yeah.
Right. So she still, so I don't know what happened, but there's only a few left.
Yeah.
And what's her name is not Sabine Wren, which totally makes sense.
Which is great.
Yeah. I'm like, that's how it should be. Because to me, here's the thing. And this is just me personally. I think Sabine Wren is a bigger character than Bo-Katan.
Totally.
So like, I don't want her, you know, I don't want Bo-Katan stealing scenes from Sabine Wren. Right. And if we don't know who Sabine Wren is, that's fine. Like, I don't, you know, she doesn't have to be in this series.
Well, and to go along with that, Jeff, what you said about Katie Sackhoff, like she can act, right? She's a really good actress.
No, she's bona fide.
She was awesome on Battlestar Galactica. So like, we know she can carry the role of Bo-Katan. I mean, she already did as the voice in the Clone Wars, but like, she's an actress.
She stole every scene, bro.
And no offense, no offense to Sasha Banks, but like, I don't know if she can act, you know? And it's like, look, man, acting, it's not easy, man. Like, it's a skill. Like, you work really hard at it. So
don't act like it's chump change. Like,
I love seeing Sasha Banks in the show. Don't get me wrong. Like, I love that.
But you need skill.
Right. If you're going to have a character who's like a big deal and who's going to do a lot of talking and a lot of emoting, I want to make sure it's somebody who can really carry it.
Hey, when all she had to say was, this is the way.
This is the way. Oh, man. Jeff, I've got to tell you, when Bo-Katan showed up.
And when she explains everything, like, it's like, and then, dude, the backstory we get on The Mandalorian, dude, he's a part of the Watch.
I was surprised.
That makes so much sense.
Yep.
So much sense.
Yep. Dude, I'm not kidding. I got very emotional. I'm not even kidding, man. Like, I have no idea why.
I got chills. Here's the thing. I got chills when she was speaking.
Yes. And here's the crazy thing, Jeff. This is crazy because I talked about this with the Man Bro Lorian guys on the Unrefined Podcast. About spoilers. I accidentally opened up Facebook that morning. Like, I just woke up all groggy and like the first thing I did, I'm like, let me see what's up on Facebook. Mm. And the image of her as Bo-Katan popped up.
Oh.
And I was like, now we kind of knew she was coming back.
But we didn't know that, right?
We didn't know 100% for sure.
Okay.
But actually, Katie Sackhoff herself tweeted. Did you know about this, Jeff? On Thursday, she tweeted, is it Friday yet? So at that point, you already know. Like, Katie, you spoiled it, you know?
Come on now.
but then I actually saw a picture, right? So that's the crazy thing is that I wasn't even surprised to see her. And when she came on screen and started talking, I got tears in my eyes. And I was like, what is going on? Why do I feel this way?
See, dude, that's what happens. That's what happens when they get the roles so right.
Oh, I guess, like, that's what it is.
You know what I mean? Like, some people, I know I don't believe in predestination, but some people were made like for particular roles.
Yep. Yeah,
James Earl Jones was supposed to be the voice of Darth Vader.
Yeah, like Daniel that's just Craig the way it works. Was supposed to be James Bond.
He was. No, he wasn't.
Oh, Jeff, I just did that to trigger you. Almost. And because we shouted out Lindsay, she's not going to be happy with you about this. Anyway, nope. Jeff, Bo-Katan, so amazing.
Just her command, her character, everything made sense.
Jeff, other thoughts on this episode? Non-Bo-Katan related thoughts before we go.
Well, again, the backstory on The Mandalorian, I think that was huge.
Yeah.
Finding out that he's a part of the Death Watch, that he's a child of the Watch. Mm-hmm. And the way his reaction to her was amazing. Like, that's how it was supposed to go down. Right. He was like, wait a second. You took your mask off. You can't be a Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we're done.
And Jeff, I love seeing how much of an extremist he is because, you know, he's been looking for his own people. And dude, you know how tight they are, right?
Yeah.
And so for him to finally find real other Mandalorians and then be like, wait a sec.
Not just real other Mandalorians that were born on Mandalore.
Oh yeah.
Like, wow.
Like, that's what he's been looking for. Yeah. And for him though, to have such integrity to his way of life, to he's be like, nope. Wow, I found not family, but peace out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't be part of this, man. So
and
good.
Then and so he only ends up making a deal with them.
Yeah.
But then she brings out the new information. And so here's the thing, dude, I've been dreaming about this already. Is she drops the knowledge that Ahsoka Tano is alive.
Oh boy.
And where she is.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, now why is she on that planet?
Right.
What is the significance of that planet to the Star Wars universe? Exactly. What's Ahsoka's reaction going to be to the child?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Jeff, that's where my mind is going now, right? Because okay. It's like
which means now I totally believe you, Brett. The next episode's just going to be a bumper.
Exactly, right? Because there's
no way they're just going to let us go straight into Ahsoka. This is what they do, Jeff.
They gave us 2 seconds of Boba Fett, and we haven't seen him in 2 episodes since. Right. Of course, right? So this is the way they do it. So everybody, that's the thing. Like, don't get your hopes up for chapter 4 to feature Ahsoka Tano, because I think they're getting roadblocked again.
Ain't going
to
happen.
But here's the thing, Jeff.
Dude, we were even teased on Moff Gideon. I mean, we only got to see a hologram.
Oh, that's right. I'm glad we got that, though. That was pretty cool.
But again, the devotion to the cause.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. So like that's the other thing you saw in this episode that I thought was really cool. You saw 3 different factions who are completely devoted to what they believe in.
Yeah.
But they are on opposite ends of the spectrum.
Good point.
You know what I'm saying? Bo-Katan, she's trying to reestablish Mandalore. She's trying to bring factions together, and she has a certain way she wants to do it. Moff Gideon wants to bring the Empire back and at all costs. And if that means sacrifice, then that's just the way it is.
And even that general or admiral, whatever he is, he was down.
He believed it. Yeah. Like, he was down. He was like, nope, he was ready to go out, man. Ship.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
And then you got the Mandalorian who's like, nope, I'm doing everything to hold my honor, to keep my integrity, and I'm getting this kid back, even if he's supposed to be my enemy.
Ah, so good. Wow. So good. So
wow. Good. Deepness, bro. Deepness.
That was awesome. So here's what I'm thinking, Jeff. Okay. The other reason that I don't About think they're getting to Ahsoka in the next episode is because when they do get to Ahsoka, what's he going to do? Drop the kid off? End of show?
Yeah.
Right. Or because if he did, right, then it's the Ahsoka Tano show already.
Right.
Which, dude, here,
you need
okay.
to transition.
Here's a thought, though, Jeff. Mm. It's rumored that Ahsoka will have a show. So when she, if she,
well,
if
she
and when
she should have a show,
she should. And if and when she does, will that become, you know, Ahsoka and the child training?
But here's the thing. Does Ahsoka look like the end of Rebels, or does she look like Fulcrum?
Wait.
Or does she look like Shaak Ti?
You mean like age-wise?
Age-wise, but also like phase of life-wise.
Oh, you so this is post.
Like, is she like Grandmaster kind of thing, or
I
is
think
she
so.
Like, or is she closer to like General Kenobi kind of thing? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Is it,
I think she's got to be
level
a master,
are we looking
dude.
At?
And this is interesting too because Luke Skywalker is still alive. This
That's
is 5 years after the Battle of Yavin, right?
And like, you're telling me Ahsoka doesn't know about Luke Skywalker?
I know.
She should.
Oh, Jeff, could we ever get?
No.
And we know.
No, it ain't going to happen.
A de-aged Luke? Dude, they can de-age him. You know, dude, Martin Scorsese did it. So,
dude, have you seen his commercials lately?
Yes.
With Captain Picard?
Fantastic.
Hilarious.
Until I remembered it was for Uber Eats, who treats their employees terribly.
That's the only thing, but still.
Yeah.
He was really good. And my thing is, we could still have regular Luke.
Yeah. Like Luke. Like
Grandmaster
Jedi Master Luke.
No, Grandmaster Luke, bro.
Is he a Grandmaster?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
I mean, he's the teacher.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember, before the Knights of Ren, he had a whole bunch of disciples.
Jeff, I've only ever heard of Grandmaster Flash.
I know. But come on. No, Grandmaster Yoda, man. Come on now.
Yeah, but they didn't call him that, did they?
Yeah, they did.
Grandmaster Yoda?
Grandmaster, bro. Grandmaster. Okay. You gotta go back.
Okay, now here's another thing I want to say about that, Jeff. This brings up another good point. It's like, I have watched all of the Clone Wars, and I have watched all of Rebels, and I still can't remember all of the dynamics of the Mandalorians, like all of the, like when they were like Death
the
Watching Us,
stuff.
Our timer's going off. When they said, you know, all like right. Death Watching Us, you know, we don't get down. Like I didn't even remember that, you know?
Dude, from Rebels, you don't remember that?
No.
Oh, wow.
Jeff, this goes back to something that I mentioned a long time ago before
we
even knew about
Clone
the
Wars? Dude, that's what Clone Wars is all about.
Well,
it's
I knew there's like all these fighting factions and everything, but I can't keep them straight, you know?
Yeah.
And that's so I want to say the good thing about the show is there are times when it feels a little exposition heavy, but like you kind of need it because if I'm somebody who's watched everything at least once, you know, even in Clone Wars and Rebels, imagine the people who've like never seen any of that stuff. And there's plenty of those people, you know, like somebody pointed out, I read a review from Film Crit Hulk, who is amazing. he's a great critic, but like in the sense of the word where critic isn't really the right word, because he's really just telling you, you know, it's really his breakdown. You know, he's not hypercritical or, you know, ripping everything apart. He's just saying
he's an observer.
And he pointed out that as someone who doesn't watch all that stuff, he just kind of got the feeling like this Bo-Katan person is supposed to be important. And, you know, he kind of credited, what's her name? Katie Sackhoff, her acting
job.
Bringing
the gravitas.
Yeah, to convincing him that she was important. But he had no idea who she was, you know, because he's not watching all the animated series and all that stuff. So,
but see, that's the reason Mandalorian is so cool. Because they're bringing in a ton of stuff, but they're not making it so that you have to go back.
Right.
So, unbelievable. I do think that this is a section. And, you know, I think it's bringing it all together. I have a feeling that the next two or three episodes are going to be a brand new section, and they might be short episodes. So I may need to boycott them in order to watch them together.
Jeff, this is what I'm going to do. You know, if you boycott, Jeff, you're only making the Moof Milkers pay, because I'm going to have to get on here without you to talk about The Mandalorian alone. And nobody wants that, Jeff. Don't make the Moof Milkers pay.
Oh, no. I'll still talk. Dude, we have plenty of other stuff to talk about. Okay.
You want to talk about that alternate timeline again?
No. But we still need to talk about the Star Wars games. I told you, I want to do that spotlight.
That's a good point. All right. Maybe that's what we'll do. If there's ever an episode.
We still got Dark Empire episodes to talk about.
Oh, we got
to
do that. We got to get Megan back.
We got to finish that. We got to book in that section.
So, Jeff, that'll be our other recommendation for this week. Besides checking
Listeners,
out.
We remember you. Yep. We will finish.
We will finish our Dark Empire miniseries. Also, go check out the Alliance of Star Wars Fanatics Facebook group.
Alliance.
And their podcast, Unrefined Popcast, Manbro Lorian's Edition. That was a ton of fun. Thanks to those guys again. Jeff, they're so nice. Like, honestly, I felt nervous being with a new bunch of people to record a podcast because I haven't done that in a little while.
This wasn't in person though, was it?
No, we did it by Zoom. You know, I've known Gerard forever. I think we've known each other for like 25 years or something.
Okay.
But Brian and Daniel, I met Daniel at Celebration last year, but we don't really know each other.
Okay.
Never met Brian before. By the way,
this was new.
Jeff, Brian is one of the most incredible Palpatine cosplayers you will ever see in your life. Amazing. Uh-oh. So here's the thing. When Gerard said.
Which version though?
I feel like Return of the Jedi version.
Okay. All right.
Gerard was like, "Oh, you've met Brian, haven't you?" And I was like, "No, I don't think so." And he's like, "Palpatine." And then he starts telling me, and I'm like, "I'm pretty sure I did at Celebration, but I didn't know it was him." His cosplay. I'm gonna look up. I'll find some pictures for you and send you later. But those guys were so nice.
That's what Star Wars Celebration is all about, dude. Meeting someone who's so in character, you don't realize that they're actually somebody you know.
Well, Jeff, and that's the thing too, because the Star Wars community, as much as people want to say, oh, Star Wars fans are the worst, including other Star Wars fans say this, Jeff. Star Wars fans are also like the most wonderful people you will ever meet. And like the fact that we all love Star Wars so much that I can jump on their podcast and it's like plug and play and we all get along fabulously because we all just love it, man. Like,
dude, I'm jelly already. So, dude. Episode 4, man. I can't wait.
Yeah.
But if it's less than 30 minutes, switching it up.
I don't expect it to be under 30 minutes, and I don't expect to see Ahsoka. Remember that, people. Ooh, don't get your hopes up.
Don't do it.
Unless Rosario Dawson tweets on Thursday. Is it Friday yet? Yeah.
Hey, you know, I wonder if they're cool in real life.
Her and...
Katie.
Katie Sackhoff? They are now. I bet you they are now. Oh, man.
All right. Anyway. Well, it's all good because this is Jeff.
This is Brett.
And we're just talking about Star Wars all the time on the sky.